Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Wagwan, guys, welcome back, guys. How have you been? It's been a while, guys. First of all, first and third, Kosti Demata, I apologize for not being here with you last week. My bad. I hope you do find a place in your heart to forgive me, because I forgive you as well, even if you've done nothing, but I forgive you. Anyways, so sorry for not being here last week due to some things. But now I'm back, and due to the fact that last week was my birthday. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Anyways, guys, how have you been? How you doing? You know what time it is. It's currently 7 p.m. and we're live on Radio Africana, and you're listening to Memes and Minds with Esther. And as you can tell, I'm your host, Esther. Thank you, guys. Like, I'll say again, how have you been? It's been a while. Well, if you want to know, I've been good, I've been fine. It's been a week, it's been actually weeks, but yeah, it's been good. Rounding off some things, you know, doing some things. I mean, everyone do things anyway, so yeah. But yeah, it's been good, it's been a chill week. Nothing too much. But yeah, guys, can we take a minute and talk about the weather, guys? I honestly thought it was summer. I thought we was going into summer, but no, we're not. Actually, last 2 weeks it was hot, like you could literally wear a summer dress outside, but today it's cold. Why? What's happening? I mean, it's England anyway, so yeah, fairs. But then again, could you believe that this morning I came out of the house wearing a winter jacket, because obviously it was cold, you know. Yeah, it was raining. Two minutes later, it was sunny. The other time was windy, and then went back to sunny, and then it was raining again. I was like, what the hell? What's actually going on? Come on. When will summer actually come? When will it come? And you know the worst part? Because I thought it was summer, I took all my summer outfits, my jacket and everything, I put them away and brought like my summer clothes, my summer bright color outfits, thinking it was summer. But yeah, we go. I had to go back to where I put my summer clothes, sorry, my winter clothes, and bring them out for just today. Can you imagine? I thought we was going into summer, but it's not. Summer, please come. I beg. Anyways, guys, without further ado, from our last previous episode, I said that today we're coming to the end of lifestyle episode. It's been a journey, guys. I've been leading you throughout this journey, feeling like a leader right now. Thank you guys. My sheeps, thank you guys. No offense, I didn't call you guys sheep. I'm just saying, like, not literally, you know, like personification. Well, anyways, yeah. So we're talking about lifestyle, because lifestyle is quite broad. It's massive. I feel like we didn't even do all of it, but then as time goes on, might just be chipping in some few things. But yeah, so today we're wrapping up the lifestyle episode. It's been a journey since February, over 12 episodes. Okay, I'm proud of myself, you know, starting with explaining what lifestyle is all about, and then we went on to talk about fitness. Is gym overrated or not? And for that episode, I said that gym, you don't have to go to gym to be fit, physically fit, okay? As long as you're doing what works for you and you're keeping fit, you're doing what keeps you fit, then there you go, okay? And then went on to talk about cost of living in the UK or wherever you are anyways. So we'll talk about cost of living. Like I said, or if you remember, cost of living is our lifestyle. This is our daily. This is what we do. This is us every day. This is how we survive, irrespective of where you are in the UK and Nigeria, outside the country, wherever you are. Cost of living is cost of living. And then I went to talk to say that cost of living is here to stay. You can't do nothing about it, but you can manage it. That's it. You can manage your cost of living. Just know what works for you. And if you see that, oh, you're going overboard or you're doing too much, try to bring it down and just manage, okay? And then I went to talk about why do young people find it hard to save? Because I feel like this is like a common problem in the UK. Not in the UK, basically, but, you know, for young people like us, like the Gen Z, you know, we kind of like find it hard to save because we spend a lot. Like, we spend a lot. It's true. You know what I'm saying? We spend a lot, so we find it hard to save. And then the next episode, I said that I spoke about difficulties in securing a job, because obviously without job, without money, you can't save. That's the fact. If there's no money, you can't save. What are you going to save? So there have to be money. And for you to have money, you got to work. You got to work. You got to work 9 to 5. You have to work. And then that led us to saying, why is it difficult to secure a job? Why is it difficult? I said a few things, and then I made mention or I lay emphasis on having a good CV that suits the job you're applying for. Okay? So imagine you're applying for a job. Let's say you're applying for a job in a law firm, and then you're having a CV for a cleaner. It don't match. It don't make sense. Do you get what I mean? So try to tailor your CV according to the job that you want. Also, I didn't really talk about employees. I spoke about employers as well. Why do employers, if they find out that, oh, you're not fit enough for the job, why don't they give you a feedback? Why don't they tell you why you're not fit for the job so you can improve better for the next job you're applying for? I spoke about different things that employer, they don't want to recruit people that don't have experience. And that led me to saying that, oh, for you to have a job, you have to have experience. If the employer wants someone that has experience, and for you to have experience, you have to explore different things. You don't have to have a paying job for you to get experience. You can start off by voluntary. I can't lie, I did voluntary at some point because I needed that experience. Even though I had the experience, I still needed to like improve. And while securing a job, it was a bit difficult for me. And instead of me just chilling at home and doing nothing and waiting for someone to call me or you got an interview, I just thought to myself, okay, just get experience by doing voluntary job. And it helped a lot. It helped me connect with people, let me know people that I've known today, and it helped my customer service skills as well. So these things are really, really important. Okay, so try to get an experience. You don't have to like go to voluntary job. You could do like apprenticeship and stuff like that. So those things just boost your CV as well. Okay, and then next episode, I spoke about discovering your interest and passion. This one, I love this topic so much that I kept talking about it over and over and over and over again. Listen, if there's no job, invest in your passion, invest in your interest. Something that you find interesting, something that you're passionate about, invest in it. If you're a girl, you like makeup, you like doing hair, nails, cooking, name it all. What my girlies are like, if you like doing it, invest in it, okay? I was having a word with a girl the other day, and then she was like, oh, she's not going to job. And then I asked her, I said, do you have any hand skills? Is there something that you like doing? And then she said, oh, she does makeup. And then I was like, okay, why don't you start with something from that? And then she was like, there's no clients. I was like, you don't have to wait for clients to come. You can start doing makeup on yourself, posting it. That's how you attract clients. I'm not gonna lie, yeah, let me put it out there, okay? I love doing makeup, yeah. And at some point in my life, I just put my makeup thinking outside. I was like, nah, I can't continue, I'm tired. Because I think it's because I didn't have enough time, you know. It's because I didn't, you know, the time wasn't there. Do you get what I mean? But then I love doing makeup. Do you get what I mean? But then at some point, I thought to myself, I was like, okay, you need to really, really, if it's something you like, you really need to invest in it. Okay, so if you're passionate about something, don't just sit back. Learn, do it yourself. Invest in it, okay? Even if there's nobody to teach you, listen, that's why internet is very, very good. You've got YouTube, you've got TikTok, you've got Instagram. Like, these are apps that will help you. There are lots of tutorials on how to learn how to do makeup or do hair or do whatsoever. You could learn from them. Okay, so invest in your passion. Those kind of things can give you money. You don't have to have, you don't have to wait to get like a proper job. Okay, just get yourself busy. Okay, and then moving on, I spoke about work-life balance, which we find difficult these days. Why? We are working back to back, packing shift back to back, or working. Sometimes we need to take a break. Relax. Sometimes you need to take a break, okay? I know we're hustling for the money. It's not easy. We're hustling. But at some point, if you're breaking down, you need to take a break, okay? So try to balance your work life so you can have time for your personal life, personal stuff, okay? And also, we brought a guest, our first guest, Godwin, one of the biggest Nigerian TikTokers in the UK. Shout out to Godwin, wherever you are. So we invited him over and I had a word with him, you know. He's a Nigerian in the UK and I just felt like, okay, someone that I can learn things from. I can hear his own point of view. Okay, he could actually help us on this show. So we spoke about the lifestyle of a Nigerian in the UK, how I was able to manage, how different the UK is from Nigeria. We spoke about lots and lots and lots of things. It was amazing. Guess what, guys? Or trust me, guys, there's more to come. More stuff like that is coming. Just sit back and relax, okay? I mean, don't sit back. Go to my Instagram page and participate. So guys, that's what we talk about lifestyle. Trust me, guys, there are lots of topics on the lifestyle, but then we can't keep going on and on about, okay? But like I said, as time goes on, we'll just chip in a few things from here, from there, okay? But yeah, so it is with joy and with pleasure that I bring you to the end of the lifestyle series and episodes, okay, guys. Before we go into today's discussion, which is general tips on lifestyle, so I'm just like wrapping up what lifestyle tips that I personally have learned from lifestyle episode, okay? And if you have any, you know, anything you've learned so far, you can go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_ and drop your thoughts. Or you could just call right now and tell me what you think. You can call all 0161-222-9960. I call it again. 0161-222-9960. And tell me what you think. Okay? Before we get into that, let's listen to Oh Ayomi today. La 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 la. Stop. So I know I've got a good voice. Stop. Making me blush. Stop. Anyways, let's listen to Ayomi today by Juma Jux featuring Fino. Oh, Ayomi today. La 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 la. Ayomi today. No, 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 no. Ayomi today. This is God designed. Forever you'll be mine. Baby.
Fox Medit. Fox Medit. I can believe you'll be my baby now. I can believe calling you my wife. Samini. Oh, now where will I? Tell your mama I go take you to my city. We gon' fly, we gon' ride, picky picky. Windows ID, Arafiki. Let them know, baby, let them know. Tell your mama I go take you to my city. We gon' fly, we gon' ride, picky picky. Windows ID, Arafiki. Let them know, baby. Design.
Yeah. Forever you be mine. Yeah. 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 Spirit to get pure. You come and open at the door. So she go there for rich and poor. She classy and the meal. But she dig I go secure. Out of a million, you're the one. Every day I'm wanting you more. Yeah, you dey give me life. My froggy, they be me bad. They bomb up, baby, they switch me die. The reason I don't wanna see you cry. See, I'm a rich man, making big figures. And your body hits, that's a real figure. If life deep, we go dig deeper. On froze, nigga, chinchilla. And I'm making nigga till early morning. Only you, I don't see anybody. On the way, father, I'm feeling lucky. My couple of father just hating on me. Tatao. Personally, in a come when you checking on me. I'd rather go emotionally. Everybody come that we are meant to be. Fact.
Joke ati juma omo mi lagbara olohun igbeyawo yin yi o ma ladun ejo ma si o yara yin kale alekun omo owo emi gugu ati alafia a ma je teyin mejeji titi lai lai ami
welcome back guys you've just listened to Ayomi Tide by Juma Jukes featuring Fino. If you hear that song, you know what comes to your mind. Or if I hear that song, you know what comes to my mind. You know Priscilla Ojo wedding. Oh my days, it was a talk of the town. Bro, I'm not in Nigeria, I'm in UK. But I felt like I was there. Come on, nah, that wedding was loud. It was loud. And then a month later, I think that they did the finale last two weeks or about. And then I don't know if you heard the song that Juma Jukes he released. That song, bro, I don't know the title of the song, but then the one he was dancing with Green, White Green, with some, you know, some person at the back. And then when I went to the comment section, Jesus Christ, Nigerians, come on. If you see the blasting there, someone said this song sounded like a Boki song. Would you say that now? To your in-law, come on. But yeah, anyways, that's all that. So you listen to Ayomi Tide, sorry, God Design, that's all the song, but I keep calling it Ayomi Tide, I don't know, because that's just a song for me. But anyways, it's God Design by Juma Jukes featuring Fino. Right, if you're just joining us, you're welcome to Memes and Minds with Esther, and I am your host, Esther. You've not missed a lot. So we're talking about wrapping up the lifestyle series. We started for a couple of months now, over 12 episodes. We're just wrapping it up today. Okay. So before I continue, I've just seen a post that says, English is so fake. How can you drink a drink, but you can't food a food? How can you drink a drink, but you can't food the food? Or you know that sentence that says, give her her book. You can use that English, can't you? But then you can't use give him a book. Why is English so complicated, guys? Why can't it just be easy? Come on. I mean, English is not that bad. Have you thought about maths? Let me never go there safe. Let me just rest. Just rest like that, Esther. Just chill. Relax. Anyways, guys, back to our discussion today. So I said, if you have any advice. If you got any tips, any thing you've learned so far from the lifestyle episode, please go to my Instagram page at memes_minds_ and just let me know what you've learned so far. It's a way of you encouraging me. That it just shows that I've thought you well. Do you get what I mean? So just go to my Instagram page and tell me what you've learned so far. Or you can ring me right now on 0161-222-9960. 0161-222-9960 and tell me what you've learned so far. Thank you so much. God bless you. Anyways, I've learned something so far, honestly. The fact that I'm coming here to like talk about what I think about something, it just helps me learn as well. Because there's some things that before I start the lifestyle episode, there are a few things that I didn't know. There are a few things that I was doing. But then since this lifestyle episode started, I've just kind of like readjusted the way my lifestyle has been so far. It has really, really helped me a lot. So personally, I've learned a few things and I'm going to share with you. Okay. Number one, first of all, lifestyle is our life. And it is important to know your type of lifestyle and understand what works for you. Like I said, lifestyle is our life. This is us. This is us. Like, lifestyle is how we live. It's how we do things. It's how we survive. This is us, honestly. So you need to know what's your lifestyle, what works for you. The fact that you see other persons doing something doesn't mean that's going to work for you. I keep telling people that thing. The fact that you see people doing this thing doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Or the fact that it works for them doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Or the fact that it doesn't work for them doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. Everybody get their own different ways of life. Okay? I've heard some person that sometimes I'm playing for something that some person will be like, oh, it takes years to for you to get approval. It takes months. Bro, within a week, I've gotten that thing. Or there's a person that will be like, oh, it doesn't take long time, but then it takes long time for me. Listen, that's how life is. You run at your own pace. Don't come and be competing with somebody here. Okay? But anyway, so like I said, lifestyle is a life. You need to know what works for you. Okay? Second, try to stay fit and healthy. You don't necessarily have to go to the gym. I mean, if you ask me, go to gym. Oh, yes, go to gym. Gym is good. Anyway, I'm just joking. But yeah, honestly speaking, you don't have to go to gym to keep fit. As long as, like I said, you know what works for you. You know what works for you. If you're the type that, I know of someone that he don't go to gym. I mean, it's not that consistent, but then he looks so fit. Like, if you see him, like, he looks really, really, really fit. Like, really, really fit. He don't go to gym, but he looks so, so, so fit. He does his own exercise at home. He's got his own dumbbell and whatsoever he's got at home that he does his morning exercise, his push-up, his planks, everything. He does it at home, and then he looks so, so, so fit. Okay, so you don't have to go to gym. You can do your morning exercise. Do your stretch. Stretching is really, really important. Do your stretch at home. Go for a walk. You know, jog, sprint, just do something that releases your body, that relieves your body. Do you get what I mean? Because trust me, guys, if you don't exercise, your whole body and everything just feels so stiff. So try to like stretch out the muscles and everything. Okay. Now, next tip. Okay, for cost of living, it is yet to stay. Like I said, and based on the environment that we're in, it's harder with like the budget and everything. Okay, so the environment that we're in makes cost of living really, really hard for us and makes it hard to budget. But then budgeting can be made easy if you know what works for you. I'll tell you what. Yeah, you got a friend, let's say you got a friend, and then your friend say, oh, I spend $1,000 every month. That's what I do. I spend $1,000 to like for upkeep and everything, aside my bills and everything. And then you are there. You know you are not earning up to that. Or let's say okay, let's say first time you earn $1,000. You've not talked about your bills, your needs. Like I said, needs is very important. You've not spoke about your needs, and then you want to be like your friend. I'll be like, okay, because my friend is spending $1,000 a month, then I'm gonna do the same. No, you don't know how much it earns. You don't know how much it earns. Look at your income. Look at what you have every month. Look at your salary before you start to say this is how much you're going to spend. And stick to it as well. If you tell yourself, okay, this month I'm not going to spend more than 500. I'm not going to spend more than 300. Stick to it. And then if you're the type that, okay, you want to go out, during that month and stuff like that, you can plan ahead. You can say, okay, because I'm going out this month, I'm going to keep this money aside. Lastly, guys, not lastly, I have more to say. Very important, guys, save. It is very, very important to save. Save. And as much as you are spending, you are balling, you are doing this and that, you've got things to sort out, always save. Listen, there's no little amount that is too small to save. There's no amount that is too tiny, too small to save. Any amount counts. If you're like, going to be saving 1p, it's you that know. Save good money, you. You're going to be saving 1p. Anyways. Anyways, guys, make sure you save. It's really, really important, okay? Make sure you save. I spoke about the 50, 30, 20 rules. It's on my page. You can go on my page, take a look at it on the highlight, and you can save it. And if it works for you, good. It works for me, that's what I'm telling you. 50, 30, 50% goes to your need. Very important. 50%, when you get a salary, you get your money, or you get your income. Split it, 50, 30, 20. 50% goes to your need, like your bills, your house rent, your electricity, your school bills, and everything. Those things that needs to be sorted out at that point. That 50% goes into that. And then your 30%, what's 30% for again? Oh, sorry, I remember now. See, 30% goes into your wants. Yeah. Yeah, 30% goes into your wants. Those things that you need, you kind of need, but you don't kind of need. You kind of need, but you don't kind of need it. You get what I mean? And then 20% goes into your saving. It's really, really important to save, because you don't know what's going to happen. Oh, you don't know. Something might come up and you need money ASAP. So it's good to always save. Okay? And then, speaking about savings, it's really important for long-term goals or emergency. Okay? Listen, I keep telling people. I was telling my sister the other day. I said, girl, you don't have to have a goal before you start saving. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good to have a goal. You might have something in mind. Oh, I want to get this by this time, so I'm going to start saving because of that. It's good. It's like a motivation. But then if you don't have anything that you want to save for, just save like that. Trust me, plans will come in the future. Plans will 100% come in the future. Something will come that you have to pay for. See, it's fact. I'm not even giving you opinion. It's fact. You don't have to have like, okay, this is what I'm saving for. It's good to have what you're going to be saving for. Okay? It's good. But then if you don't have, it's fine. Save like that. Something will definitely come up in the future. I know, I'm telling you, something will come up. Okay? Now, you know the piggy banks or the little coin box? Listen, I recommend it. If you want to save that, save. See, I have my own piggy bank at home. I don't even care. Nah. Even if it's 10 quid, just shook them inside there. Because some persons are like, oh, if I save in my bank account, oh, I'm going to be tempted to use it. Thank God there are some bank apps like Monzo that you can lock the pot and then not touch it till like whenever you want to. Okay? But then if you're the type that, okay, you don't want to be seeing your money and stuff like that, get like a piggy bank, like them little coin box, and put your money inside. See, when you see the day you break, see when you save and then you open that box, oh God, you feel like money is falling from heaven. That's the feeling of you opening like a piggy bank. So please, any way you want to save, please save. It's really, really important. Okay. Also, another tip that could help: for there to be savings, there needs to be a job. And like I said, I've spoken about this. Job is not easy to find. I understand 100%. I've been there, done that. Okay, job's not easy to find, but then don't give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. I just formed that song now. You see, I have good voice. My friends, they know that I have a good voice. They listen to me now, they know I've got a good voice. But yeah, anyways, so job is not easy to find, I understand, but then you have to keep trying. Okay, you have to keep trying. Listen, girl, listen, guys, if you don't work, you ain't gonna go money. Listen, girls, that wig that you see online that you want to get, that outfit that you want to slay, if you don't work, you won't get money for it. Okay, you won't get money for it, so you have to work. Okay, Don't give up. I've seen most persons that are like, oh, I don't have a job. I'm just going to sit at home, do nothing. Listen, job is not going to come knocking at your door. No. No. You have to work. Apply. See, apply online. Get your CV. Submit your CV. Whatever you feel like, oh, okay, they might be hiring. Go there. Okay? Don't give up. Like I said earlier on, invest in your passion as well. It helps. See, there's nothing more satisfying than you getting your own money for what you've worked for. You know that feeling where you're the type that, okay, you're the one charging. You're like, okay, pay me this for me to do this. That feeling. Okay? So you're working and then you're getting... See, I said investing in passion and get your own money like that. There's this satisfaction that comes when you get money from what you worked for. That salary that you've gotten, you know you've worked for it and you deserve it. Do you get what I mean? So it's really, really satisfying. So get yourself out there. Invest in your passion. Invest in your interest. Don't give up. Okay? And also, when you start getting the job, also work smart. I was today, you know what, this morning, I was getting ready. Okay? I was in the bathroom. Looking at nature, I'm just thinking to myself, is it better to work smart or work hard? And then I thought about my whole life. I was like, nah, you gotta work smart. See, I feel like it's 40% working hard and then 60% working smart. Because trust me, you might work hard and work yourself out, and then no one's gonna notice what you've done. I mean, don't get me wrong, work hard, it's really, really important, but then work smart as well. Play your cards right, okay? And then try to like aim for higher things. Don't be the one that's like stuck in one position and stuff like that. Try to like aim higher in any place you find yourself, any job you find yourself, not even just job, in schools, in any gathering you find yourself, try to like want to do better, okay? All them influencers, all the big people you see these days, they didn't just stay in one position and then the money came like that. They worked because they picture goals in their head. That's what should be for you. Okay, so when you get a job, try to work smart. Try to aim for higher level. Okay, that's that for that. Okay, my own tips. Okay, do not forget to balance your work life and have time for personal life too. Very important, guys. Keep telling people, I know you want to work. I know you want to get the money. You're chasing the bag. Left home to feed home. I know you're doing all those kind of things. Try to have time for yourself. Because if anything, wanting, sup with you now. Say you land for hospital bed. You know if you chop that money. You know. Okay? So try to balance your work life. Have time for yourself as well. It's really, really important. Okay? And finally, know yourself. Build habits. Balance everything. Prioritize your health. Stop comparing. Don't compare yourself. I know some people will be like, oh, my motivation. Show up. It's not your motivation. You're comparing yourselves. Don't compare yourself. Okay? Don't compare yourself. There's a difference between you having someone that motivates you and someone you are competing with. And most of the time, the person you're competing with, they don't even know you exist. They don't even know what you're doing, bro. So please, try not to compare yourself with people you see out there. Okay? Also, surround yourself wisely. Surround yourself wisely. Because after the whole talk about lifestyle, everything we've spoke about, one of the biggest influence on lifestyle is your peer group. People that you talk to, people that talk sense into your head or talk senseless into your head. But yeah, so surround yourself wisely with people that match your energy, people that you know they will bring good things to you. Shout out to all my friends out there. I love you guys. I love you girls so much. Mwah. So have good friends, okay? Have people that are there for you, people that support you, people that you know, when one thing's up, they don't match for you. And people that match your value as well, okay? People that will boost your life, okay? And also spend wisely and save, Because even if we're talking about saving, we all still want to enjoy. Okay, we still want chop life. We still want chop life. But you have to spend wisely. Listen, girl. Listen, guys. You don't have to go out every day to prove that you are enjoying life or you are... You don't have to go out every day. You don't have to go balling every day. Even if it's once in a while, you just have this experience. Good. You don't have to spend a lot. Okay? Spend wisely. Save wisely. Lastly, I love this one so much. Celebrate small wins. See, anything. Listen, guys. Anything you achieve. Anything you achieve in this life. Even if it's small, tiny thing. Celebrate yourself. Even if it's just to stand there and clap for yourself and say to yourself, Esther, you have done well. Esther, I'm proud of you. Congratulations. Celebrate yourself because it gives you this energy, this enthusiasm to do more things. Do you get what I mean? So always try to celebrate little wins, no matter how little they are. Celebrate yourself. Okay? Now, coming to the end of this episode, I said to myself yesterday, I was like, Esther, you've done well, you know. You should be proud of yourself. You've done really, really, really well. I know when I started this episode, I thought to myself, I was like, what am I going to talk about? And then, just for yourself, God just said, okay, be authentic. Just go and talk. Go and talk. And now, yeah, we are. We're getting there. This is just the starting point. We're going places. But yeah, anyways, so guys, we have come to the end of Lifestyle episode. I've come to the end of Lifestyle episode. It's been a pleasure having you guys or taking you guys on this journey. And there are more series to come. Trust me. I'm cooking, guys. I'm just trying to put the Maggi and the salt inside. But we're cooking. So, guys, we're going to go for a short break. And then when we get back, you know the gist. Memes of the week. Okay. Let's go for the short break while we listen to this Ama Piano Beats, Yebo by TXC featuring Davido.
Oh,
Welcome back, guys. You've just listened to Yebo by TXC featuring Davido. Anyways, guys, you know what time it is. Memes of the week. Memes of the week. Memes. Guys, I'm actually thinking, do you think I should, like, you know, maybe, you know, write a song about memes in mind? Because you not know I'm a good artist. What do you think? Let me know what you think. Let me use my voice to be mesmerizing you guys up every day, you know? Stop it. Anyways, it's time for memes of the week. Memes of the week. First meme. Someone said, controlling your anger at work is a job itself. Honestly, for real, I agree 100%. Nah, I agree. See, for this one, no matter the type of job you are doing, see, no matter, even if you're working in a hospital whatsoever, like in a job that you don't, you know, have like annoying customers, there's always this particular customer, there's always this particular person that pisses you off. But then you have to be professional, put on a smiling face, and they'll be like, okay, customers are always right, but not in the country that I come from. Customers ain't right. Nah. In my country, you want to do anything, you say anyhow, nobody cares. Oh my god. Anyways, next meme of the week. Sometimes I be wanting to tell my job, my mom said I can't come, sorry. I wish I can really do that. You know, when I was growing up back then, and then our friends would be like, oh, let's go do this, let's go out and stuff like that while I was growing up, and they'll be like, oh, my mom said no. If you could do that at your current job now, nah, bro, and they used to get paid. Oh god, memories. Deep breath. Anyways, next meme. If you go to gym after work, you're strong as hell. Thank you. Finally, someone finally complimented my efforts. I'm part of this group, you know, going to gym after work. Someone was telling me the other day, they was like, it's not proper or it's not good to go to gym after work, because I mean, you've worked hard, you feel tired, and then you just have to go home and relax. And then they said, oh, it's better to go to gym before you go to work. But then I said the opposite, because I was like, if I'm stressed, that's more reason why I should hit the gym. Because outside the gym, helping you keep fit physically, it helps mentally. But I don't know why you go to gym. Like, I don't know why other persons go to gym, but this is my reason. In as much as I'm watching, we're going to gym to grow muscles and to keep fit and whatsoever, it still helps mentally. Okay, I said, if I'm tired, if I have plan on going to the gym after work, if I have plans to go to gym, hitting the gym after work, I don't care how tired I am, I'm hitting the gym. Even if it's just an hour session, even if it's just 30 minutes, what are we gonna do with 30 minutes? Even if it's just 40, 50 minutes, just hit the gym, do something. Okay, next meme. Nigerians will leave Nigeria for a week and still look for Nigerian food. Why are you looking for egusi in Greece? See, there's a saying that goes, you can't, what's that? Oh my days, I've forgotten. You can take the man out of the city, but you can't take the city out of the man, something like that. This one, you can take the man out of Nigeria, but you can't take the Nigerian out of the man. That's it. Listen, I have a personal, you know, confession. When I used to come to, before I came to the UK, I thought to myself, I was like, oh, when I come to the UK, I'm gonna start eating like the British food, you know. I even went as far as going online to check for like British food and start picturing myself eating those food. Bro, when I got here, I say, Femi jollof rice, Femi eba. Eh? I mean, no offense to British food. No offense. Nah. I eat British food sometimes, but then there's nothing compared to the jollof rice, to the rice and stew, to the okra soup with fish. Ah, oh my days. Is that what you say I should leave? You say I should leave this kind of food for what? Nah, I can never do such a thing. But anyways, it's just us. It's just maybe it's just cause maybe it's how we brought up, or maybe just part of us already. Okay, in as much as we're eating the British food and eating, like, you know, we still want to have that Nigeria taste. I was in class the other day, and then my friend was like, oh, I said, what are you going to have for lunch? I said, jollof rice. And then she was like, huh, what's that? I was like, oh, sorry. I'm just craving Nigeria meal right now. Nah, you can indeed take the man out of Nigeria, but you can't take the Nigeria out of the man. It's just us. That's us for us. Anyways, next meme. Someone said, if you want to experience real hunger, go and live with a rich family. Nah. I came across this comedy the other day. The guy left the trenches, and went to his rich friend's house. And then for breakfast that day, they brought one slice of toast with tea, what we call hot chocolates here. And the tea was just small, just one slice of toast, and then they offer butter as well. And after eating that, you know what he said, okay, where's the main dish? And his friends looked at him and was like, that's what you just had. The guy said, no, this is appetizer. Now this is starters. What do you mean? This is... The guy was fuming. I was like, this is what you get, bro. Rich people, they are rich, but then just eat proper meals is a problem. Come on. Why is it like that? Anyways, next meme. Going through life with a signature I made in grade 7. Oh my God. You know, your signature, this now that you use every day, that anything you're doing, you are signing here and there, whatsoever. You remember you made that signature when you was like in primary school. See, my signature now, when I was looking for signature back then, I tried like a couple of signature. There was even a time I wanted to have like my primary school teacher's signature, because he had like a very, very long signature, and I was like, oh, that's something I want to have. But then it didn't work for me. I was like, nah, scrap it. So my signature, I just, you know, just did something, just like right, and then I just formed the signature, and that's what I've been using till now. Because trust me, I don't think you can form a signature now that you are this age, maybe when now that you're big. It's like signature you have like from primary school, even from bed safe, that's what you'll be using. Anyways, next meme. The pain of watching a movie with someone who talks a lot. Imagine and you know what the worst part is? When the person, they've seen the movie. Hey! When they've seen the movie and then you're not watching with that person. I can't lie, I do this to my sister sometimes. I mean, you know that joy when you've seen a movie and then someone is watching it, you'd be like, I know what's gonna happen next, you know? Sometimes I tend to like spoil the movie for my sister, and then she'll be like, let me just watch something else. I'm like, sorry, I can't help it. But if someone does it to me, I won't be happy anyways. So what I do is that I just let the person watch it alone instead of being there, because there's always this urge, like, I want to say what's gonna happen next. But yeah, anyways, that's that. Next meme. Someone said, nothing ruins my day more than a subscription I forgot to cancel. Imagine you're having just £12 left in your account, and you've budgeted what you're gonna use it for. Let's say it's for your dinner that day, and then you get a notification, Spotify debited you $11.99. What a pain. The pain, the torture, the trauma. Well, guys, anyways, if you know you have subscription and you don't want to use it that month, cancel it on time or budget. Hey, you see, budget. Listen, you gotta pay for everything you're gonna use. You gotta pay for most of the things. So budget. If you know you can't afford it, sit back. If you know you can, go for it. Okay. Next meme. Buying clothes isn't just clothes, it's buying happiness. Aww. If you like, go as a money to buy clothes, because not to buy happiness. You see that? No, you see that? No. Next meme. Why do people? Someone asks. The great ask. Why do people slap the remote when it's not working? And then George replies, the question should be, why does it work after you slap it? I feel like this is a technique that our ancestors generated and then we carried it on. Because till today, nobody can explain how a non-working remote starts to work after you slap it. How? Even a TV, oh my days, when I was growing up, TV not the work. Oh yeah, hit and back, back, back. It doesn't start to the work. Even DVD safe, hit and back, back, but it doesn't start to the work. How? That's what I said, is a technique that we can't explain because our ancestors that generated this technique. But that's it. Next meme. Amos says, normalize leaving jobs that make you unhappy. And then Stink says, if you live without a plan, you'll see the real unhappiness. For real though, oh my god. Okay, you want to quit your job because you're not happy about it, but do you have plan afterwards? What are you going to do if you quit your job? Are you going to sit back at home doing nothing? Are you going to go back to square one? Come on. If you're out there, you don't like your current job and you feel like, okay, I want to do something else, make sure you got plan. Don't just quit your job and sit back at home and wait for a job to come. You know how hard it is to get a job. You know how hard it is. So if you want to quit your job, make sure you've got a plan. Make sure you know, okay, this is what I'm going to do if I quit my job. Make sure you've got a plan. Don't just, because okay, my boss pissed me off, I'm quitting. Okay, quit and go and sit at home. And you know what true unhappiness is. You know. Anyways, next meme. Confession. Kemi says, I'm jealous of people who can ride a bicycle and swim. 100% I am. At my big age. Guys, at my big age, I can't ride them. No. Actually, guys, I can ride a bicycle. My friend taught me how to ride a bicycle now. Come on. Shout out to Jillian. I can ride a bicycle now. I mean, I'm trying, but I won't classify myself as someone that can't ride a bicycle. I'm trying. Boy, when you see swimming, guys, I remember I nearly drowned in a swimming pool. Oh my days, I can't forget that day. Like, no. And the swimming pool is not even that deep, guys. It's not even that deep. Boy, I almost drowned inside. God. We'll learn. But I mean, I can ride the bicycle though. So if you're out there, you can ride the bicycle, you can swim. I'm totally jealous of you. But don't worry, I'll learn. Anyways, guys, last meme of the day. You never truly realize how long a minute is until you're exercising. This was me today. I was like, 20 seconds. Excuse me. Of just doing planks. It felt like it was 20 hours. I was like, what the hell? And it's true. You never know how long a minute is until you are in that threading machine. You are sprinting. You never really know. Anyways, guys, we have come to the end of today's episode. That's that for today. Because I'm trying to finish a bit early so you can listen to it's Friday, then it's Saturday, Sunday, to kick off your weekend. It's very, very important. Anyways, guys, so we've come to today's episode, to the end of today's episode. We have finished the lifestyle series, and trust me guys, there are more series to come. What you just got to do is to tune in every Friday 7 p.m. and we'll give you gist upon gist. Guys, do not forget to anticipate, participate, involve, engage on our Instagram post at memes_minds_. Drop a like, drop a comment, drop a follow, and participate in any of our posts. Okay, we have come to this episode. Do well to enjoy your evening. Do well to enjoy your weekend. And have a lovely, blissful week ahead. Thank you for listening. I remain your host, Esther. And bye for now. It's Friday, Sunday,
You're listening to Radio Africa.